Delaware Governor-elect Matt Meyer was not the Democratic Party-endorsed candidate, but he still won his primary election over a hand-picked candidate and rolled to victory in last week's general election. WHYY's Chris Barish reports now Meyer wants the party to change how it selects nominees for two soon-to-be-vacant state Senate seats.
Delaware's political parties traditionally pick who will be on the ballot for special elections. Two will happen early next year to replace Sarah McBride, who was elected to Congress, and Kyle Evans-Gay, the new lieutenant governor. But Meyer wants Democrats to hold a primary election instead of appointing candidates.
I think the people should decide. As simple as that. We have party committees that are not really elected by the Democratic members. Usually it's party insiders, and it becomes a crazy insider game of who you know. It's more a selection instead of an election.
Meyer says he's not engaging in a test of wills with leadership that didn't want him in charge, but he wants to promote transparency and inclusiveness.
My job as governor is to serve the residents of the state, and if that comes into disagreement with party leadership or certain powerful people, so be it.
The party, however, has rejected his proposal.
Right now, what we do use is a relatively transparent process. It's not a secret.
That's State Democratic Director Travis Williams. He says Meyer's proposal is worthy of discussion at the party's convention in June, but that state law needs to be revised first. That law allows parties to pick candidates for so-called special general elections, but doesn't mandate such a process or prohibit primaries.
I don't think that we're at odds with the governor-elect. We're having a dialogue and we're working together to make sure that we're doing right by the people of Delaware.
McBride and Gay will take their new posts in January, and the election to replace them must take place in February. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.